And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach. And, of course, we're going to take phone calls the rest of this hour as we talk about criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number as well, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment with the doc on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. A full hour with Doc Wallach as we take your calls here, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, we were talking about the big C, about cancer, and it is a tough decision. I was at the City of Hope several years ago talking to some researchers and doctors, and they admitted, they said radiation and chemo, not the best way to fight cancer at all, and they can't wait to get to some alternative ways to battle it. But aren't the internal some of the ways to fight cancer natural, where you just build up your immune system?
Well, you're exactly right. Your best friend when you have cancer is your immune system. And, of course, you do that two ways. Number one, you take the load off of your immune system by getting rid of the bad foods. We call it the bad food list. Things like fried foods, processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. We're talking deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, that kind of stuff. No oils, no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, absolutely no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salads, and cooking oils. They turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, some of the worst chemicals on earth produced in the body and outside the body that actually cause cancer. And then how you cook your meat. This is part of the Harvard Nurses Health Study, George. 90,000 nurses over a 20-year period, what they found out was that when you eat meat that's cooked well done where the fat is severely browned or burnt, it increases the risk of cancer by 462%.
Gosh. I don't eat that much meat anymore, but when I did, I would always try to get it done well done. And then when I heard you talking, I went the other way.
Yeah, you have to eat it medium rare. You'll significantly reduce your risk of cancer by getting rid of the processed meats and getting rid of meat that's cooked well done. Just eat medium rare meats, you know, steaks and roast and chops. And like for dinner tonight, I had lamb chops medium rare with steamed vegetables and a little glass of red wine. I mean, what a great little dinner. And
and about 90 supplements, right?
Well, of course. I took my 90 cents of nutrients absolutely twice a day. I've been doing it for 70 years, George, for 70 years twice a day.
Wow.
And never fail. And that's why most people think I'm like 45 or 50 years of age by looking at me, but I'm 76. And I believe that the human being has the capacity to live well beyond 200, but you have to be obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff and obsessive about taking the 90 cents of nutrients, and you're likely to go beyond 200.
Let's go to Donald in North Carolina to get things started. Hey, Donald, go ahead.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, hello. My mom has been diagnosed with severe aplastic anemia.
Okay.
And has been being treated with that for the past year. Taking platelets.
Yeah, so what are the doctors doing for her aplastic anemia?
She's taking Promacta right now.
Okay.
Blood and
they always give a drug for a nutritional deficiency. I find that amazing. Okay, aplastic anemia says that your bone marrow cells that make hemoglobin are not getting what they need to function properly.
To make the hemoglobin.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just a simple nutritional deficiency. Obviously, she's gotten to be adulthood. She's had healthy children like yourself. And this is not a genetic thing. But over time, people have a gluten intolerance, and their intestines get damaged. They can't absorb nutrients, even if they're in the food, even if they're supplementing. So it's imperative when people have diseases like anemia, aplastic anemia, which is it could be a B12 deficiency, it could be an iron deficiency, it could be a protein deficiency, it could be a copper deficiency, all kinds of stuff. And so you want to get rid of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And then you throw in the 90 essential nutrients, and I like to use one of our heavy-duty packs that cover cardiovascular disease, including anemia, because red blood cells are part of the cardiovascular system. I like to use what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And it gives the body everything it needs to support manufacturing of and maintaining healthy red blood cells. And so doctors, again, and they're thinking that anemia is caused by an iron deficiency, but aplastic anemia tells you that they're not being made correctly from the beginning, and they don't last long. If they are farmed, and so there's not enough because there's not enough raw materials for your bone marrow cells to make hemoglobin, as George said. And so it's obsessive. Stay away from the bad stuff, particularly gluten, fried foods, processed meats, oils. And then you throw in two healthy brain and heart packs. Well, that'd say if you weigh 150 pounds to 250, I'd take two healthy brain and heart packs. If you only weigh like 130, I'd take one healthy brain and heart pack and divide it in half, take a half a dose of everything twice a day. And this is going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of all tissues, including bone marrow. People forget your bone marrow requires all these nutrients, not just iron. And they, no matter how good a genes you have, your genes cannot make good hemoglobin without raw materials.
Bone marrow, of course, is an important producer of blood, to be sure. When somebody comes down with leukemia, does that mean there's something also wrong with the bone marrow, Doc?
That is correct. There's something going on with the bone marrow, and so they are producing either too many white blood cells or too many red blood cells, and they can be aplastic. In other words, they could be tiny and don't have much hemoglobin in them, not capable of carrying a lot of oxygen. And some of these leukemias are very, it's been well shown that they're actually originally deficiencies of certain mineral elements, and one of which is arsenic, of all things. We've known since 1947 that arsenic is an essential nutrient. You have to have a little bit of it, you know, the old bell-shaped curve.
Right.
You get a disease.
Too much, it kills you, right?
Exactly. Well, the Chinese have been using arsenic to deal with acute promyelocytic leukemia, one of the most vicious leukemias, for thousands of years. And New York City University Medical School did a study on it. It was supposed to be a six-month study because people don't live with 6 months on it with that type of anemia. 10 years later, they just ended the experiment because nobody died when they were getting a supplement with arsenic. It's kind of an interesting study. And so what we do is we show people, of course, in the book Epigenetics, which goes into all this and the reason why these nutrients are essential to the function of our cells maintaining, repairing themselves, and producing what they're supposed to produce, like bone marrow cells producing healthy red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. But that's Epigenetics, the book. And this is the sort of thing that I love these universities. They do these experiments trying to find out something bad, and it blows their mind because it turns out good. And those are the best type of experiments because they're not trying to show. That
it
way
shocks them, doesn't
results.
It?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to our Skype caller, Anne Marie in New York. Hi, Anne Marie. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Oh, thank you. I'm shocked. I've been trying for over 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where to begin because I have multiple conditions, and I've listened put the conditions and listened to your past programs, but still I don't know where to begin because I have so many issues.
Okay, well, talk about your main ones. Talk about the main ones that either debilitate right. you, make you miserable, or are yeah. cosmetic. Talk about the main ones. You know, like, do you have asthma? Do you have eczema? Do you have diarrhea or constipation?
Yeah, no. I'm already gluten-free, and I actually went totally grain-free for 3 weeks now. No, these are all severe. Pulmonary hypertension, I'm on oxygen. Second serious is cirrhosis from 25 years with Hep C, but the Hep C's been gone for a year and a half, and my enzymes are good now, but I have cirrhosis. Hypothyroid, I'm on Natrethroid. Low DHEA and doesn't come up even with supplementing. Osteopenia are the main things.
Okay, well, how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'6", 165.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You have a horrible gluten intolerance, and the reason why you have so many diseases, all of which are nutritional deficiency diseases, by the way, is because you cannot efficiently absorb nutrients. You may only be absorbing 3 to 5% of the nutrients you're consuming. Okay, and it's going to take you more than just a couple of weeks to heal. It might take you, as a middle-aged woman, it might take you 6 months to a year to completely heal your bone, or your to heal your intestines so you can efficiently absorb nutrients. And so it's imperative, and you say weigh 160?
165, Doc.
165, okay. I would go ahead and take two. Again, I'd be heavy-handed here because you have, like you say, all these issues, and including pulmonary hypertension. I would take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, and that's to support all the normal functions of your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres. Full dose of everything twice a day, and this is going to be for life. This is not just for a week or two. This is for life. And then I would also additionally take what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. And Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets have been with us a long time. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. When you have pulmonary hypertension, obstructive artery disease in the lungs, this little program will support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, support healthy blood pressure, and we also like to throw in what we call the ultimate cardio sticks, throw them in there, and they're going to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. They're also going to support healthy blood pressure. And this is going to actually help you get more oxygen into your body, because the more blood flow you have through the lungs, the better off you are when it comes to oxygenation in your tissues. But also, you're going to get more blood flowing in your kidneys, which is going to make your kidneys work more efficiently. And even when doctors say your kidneys aren't working very well, and they put you on dialysis, there's still...
Still with us, Doc?
What's it?
All right, there you are. I thought we almost lost you there for a moment.
Yeah, okay, I'm here. And then, lastly, going to the cirrhosis, the liver is one of those magnificent tissues in the body can heal. I mean, you can cut the liver in half, and it'll grow the other half right back. You can get cirrhosis. Cirrhosis is very easy to reverse. You give the body all the raw materials and stay away from all the bad stuff, and the liver will rebuild itself. We work with so many people who are on the liver transplant list because they have really severe advanced liver cirrhosis. They got primary sclerosing cholangitis. They got fatty liver, and the doctors want to throw people right on the liver transplant right away. And you get them off all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. Get them on the 90 essential nutrients, and the liver will repair itself because the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres in that liver want to repair that liver, and it has the capacity to do that. It's a very unique organ. And so, again, you do these things, and the odds are you're going to see very, very good results, but you must be drop-dead gluten-free. Everybody in the household to prevent cross-contamination. That includes dog food, cat food, bird food, fish food, spouse, partner, roommate, renter, mother-in-law. Everybody's got to be gluten-free.
Well, with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, we have a tweet in for you, Doc, from Kinesha. Okay. She says, please ask the good doctor what kind of butter substitute a lactose-intolerant vegan should use.
Ouch. Okay.
Because you would prefer you'd use butter. So now what
exactly. Do we do? Butter. I'm actually coming out with, like I say, a CD here pretty soon called Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. You really need those saturated fats for the health of your cell walls. You need cholesterol for the health of your cell walls. And vegans have a very tough time getting cholesterol and saturated fat from a vegan diet. And so I say, look, at least be an ovo-vegan. In other words, you can avoid all other animal products, but just eat eggs. Eat eggs, and you can poach them, you can soft-boil them. And if you don't want to eat the little animal on the yolk of the egg is that little white spot the size of a zero on a printed page. You can actually take a tweezers and lift it up, take a little scissors, cut the membranes, and remove that little animal. You can prey on it and bury it, and you can cremate it, whatever you want to do. Not eat it, but the rest of the inside of that egg is all plant material. It's just that little dot the size of a zero on a printed page is the animal. Everything else inside the egg is edible, even by a vegan. Isn't that crazy?
Sure is. Let's go to Stacy in Massachusetts now. Stace, go ahead.
Hi. I have a mass on one of my adrenal glands, and it's been there since I was 7, but I didn't know about it until last year because I had a kidney stone. They saw it.
Ouch.
And it's making hormones now, and my endocrinologist wants me to go on the blood pressure medicine for 2 weeks before I have the surgery, and she wants, could I have low blood pressure for normal, and that may lower it more, and she told me I have to eat more salt when I take this, because they have to block the hormone. But I told her about you. I told her about the show when you're on toward the show, and I said, I heard blood pressure medicine was bad for you. She goes, no, that's cholesterol medicine. So I just wanted to ask about that.
Okay. Well, did she say what kind of tumor this was in the adrenal gland?
She just, it's a mass. She didn't say what kind, but it's making hormones, and it's not supposed to be there. So I'm going to go get my adrenal gland removed after my consultation next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'd get another opinion from a university endocrinologist. You know, get all the material sent to them, all the lab work and any x-rays or whatever, or CAT scans. I'd have all that sent to an endocrinologist in the university, medical school, and get their opinion. before you do what this one doctor says. The fact that they didn't give you the name of the tumor always
that's
worried
weird.
Me. They say, oh, you got a tumor. That's not good. They should tell you what type it is, whether it doesn't sound malignant or hormone-producing benign tumors that occur on the heart and the adrenal glands. And they can be dealt with without surgery and radiation, that kind of thing, chemotherapy and stuff. And so I would, again, get another opinion. And I like university professors because regardless of what diagnosis they make, they're not going to get paid any different. So they're more likely to give you a true diagnosis than somebody who's going to get an increase in income by doing, an exotic treatment. And so I would kind of go there. But at any rate, it sounds like you need all 90 essential nutrients, avoid all the bad foods, and that's going to support your immune system, which is your best friend when you have any problem. But when you, get that second opinion, give us a call back, and we can, do a better job for you. But right now, I'd take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight to support your immune system. I would throw in what we call the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 tablets. Go ahead and take a couple of those twice a day. And that is, again, to support your immune system with ORAC points, which are antioxidants that, again, support your immune system, which is your best friend when you have anything going on that doctors say you need to have taken out.
Good luck, Stacy. Jane writes, what can I do for Hashimoto's disease? And what is that, Doc?
Well, Hashimoto's disease is a thyroid problem. And so basically what I like to do, in addition to the regular bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten, they also need to throw out cruciferous vegetables, which interfere with thyroid function. Cruciferous vegetables include things like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale, and that'll be a lifetime deal. And then, again, I like the 90 essential nutrients. Throw in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, again, to get the 90 essential nutrients. It's an easy way to do it. And this is going to support the body's physiology in all things, including people. Doctors forget your thyroid gland needs all 90 essential nutrients. They believe your thyroid gland only needs iodine because it's part of the thyroid hormone, thyroxine. But you need all 90 essential nutrients for your thyroid gland to make the thyroxine. And so we do have a special thyroid gland support. It's called Ocean's Gold, and it's made out of all kinds of ocean plants, algae and kelp and things like that, which the thyroid gland loves because it has all these weird trace minerals that just really make the thyroid gland happy. And so I like to have people who have thyroid issues, including Hashimoto's, to throw in, say, three tablets twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month of the Ocean's Gold per 100 pounds of body weight. And then when the thyroid gland comes under control, you can begin to reduce that stuff down to the minimum. But because of where they live, they're probably not getting these nutrients, and so you do have to take them on a regular basis. Otherwise, it's like putting Texas dirt in your car and hoping you're going to get enough oil.
Doc Wallach also has books out, and you can get that information at criticalhealthnews.com, because I think it's important, Doc, that if people don't have an opportunity to talk to you, at least they can go somewhere, get information, and try to help themselves in and around whatever their personal doctors tell them. You've got to take care of yourself. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take some final phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and the toll-free number where people are there right now. They keep them awake, 1-855-949-7234. Well, next hour, David Icke joins us as he talks about the world according to David Icke. So make sure you're part of that program. Coast Insiders, of course, thank you for everything that you do to keep our program rolling along. And you can become a Coast Insider, too, a member of the Fun Exclusive Club for about 15 cents a day by simply going to coasttocoastam.com. Okay, welcome back to our final segment with Doc Wallach, the website criticalhealthnews.com, and also the toll-free number, which you can call now or tomorrow, whenever you need to, 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, we have a tweet in from a woman who's very concerned about her cervical cancer. She's been diagnosed with that. Her name is Dusky, and his name is Dusky, writing for his girlfriend, and they're recommending a full hysterectomy. What can she do? This is a, I guess, dangerous and also difficult thing to talk about. What do you do?
Well, again, cancers are easier to prevent than they are to deal with. If you catch a cervical cancer early enough, certainly a complete hysterectomy can affect your cure. If it has not already gone to lymph nodes and, you know, regional areas in the pelvis and so forth, as long as it's still stage one and it's not gone anyplace else, a hysterectomy can affect a cure. But in addition to that, what caused the cancer? Well, we're talking about inflammatory things. Usually it could be a particular brand of tampons. It could be the lubricant they're using for sex. It could be all kinds of stuff, okay? And so you have to change behaviors. You have to change diet, get rid of all the bad foods, and take all 90 essential nutrients to support the immune system regardless of her choices. And certainly, again, whenever you have cancer and they're recommending aggressive treatment, you need to take the data, go to a university, school of medicine, and ask the OBGYN surgeons, hey, what do I do for this diagnosed cancer here? Is this a diagnosed cancer? Is that correct? And so on. I run into a lot of cancers that are diagnosed by individual doctors, which turn out to be not cancers. And so, you know, when you get another opinion, they say, no, that's not correct. And so it's always good to get a second opinion. I find it interesting, George, that people will get two or three or four bids on a roof on their house or a sprinkler system for their yard, but whatever the doctor says, they do without getting a second opinion.
They do, right. Yep. Let's go to Lloyd, Houston, Texas. He's been on hold for a long time, Doc. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Hey, this is Lloyd from Houston. First time caller, long time listener.
Good. Thank you.
I've got a few things wrong, like the other listener, multiple things. I take over 20 something medications.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm on.
What are the major diseases you have?
Type 2, I'm on that U500 for a while now. Insulin. Taking that Activorn statin. I've heard what you said about it tonight. It sounds kind of scary to me. I think I'm losing some of my memory. Jesus. I've got osteoarthritis, and just went to the knee doctor yesterday, and the knee is getting really bad.
Lloyd, how tall are you, and how much do you weigh for the doctor?
6 foot even, 370.
Well,
okay.
All right.
You're almost 400 pounds, and you're 6 foot even, so I would say you're 200 pounds overweight, okay? And you have all these things, all of which are nutritional deficiencies. And so I would bet the ranch that you have a gluten intolerance. And did you have eczema or asthma or as a kid?
I think I did, yeah. On my skin you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, yeah.
Yeah, on my skin I did, yeah. They finally went away.
Well, yeah, you got a gluten intolerance, and people say, well, if I'm not absorbing things, why am I so big? Well, that's because you can absorb calories, which are small carbon compounds, easy to absorb, but you're having a difficulty absorbing nutrients. So it's imperative that you, everybody in your household, spouse, partner, mother-in-law, renters, dog, cat, bird, fish, everybody in the household has got to be gluten-free so you're not cross-contaminating on the couches, the beds you sleep in, the food preparation surfaces, and the laundry. Then, if finances are a problem, I wouldn't go any lower than two sets of everything, but ideally, at 350 or 375, you should be taking four of everything, okay? So let's go with the ideal, and you can cut it in half if it becomes a financial concern to you. Ideally, somebody with your problems, again, should be taking four of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. Take a full dose of everything at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and at bedtime with water or a shake or something like that. And then I would also get on our sweeties for the blood sugar problems. I would go ahead and take
I like that, by the way. I take that just to keep my levels
prevention.
Straight. Yeah.
And so he needs four or three times a day. That'll be four bottles a month. And if you're on medication, take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you can start by reducing one of your medications. And then as you get one down, you can get on the other. And then just follow the doctor's directions, and won't be long. You'll be soon off your medications, because when you have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes, it is caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. Okay, so we can help you there.
Doc, now, you said he was overweight. How does he lose the weight?
Okay, that's the next thing here. Just getting grain-free, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, that's the gluten, but also no rice, no potatoes, no millet, no buckwheat, no grains whatsoever. That's going to help you lose weight a little bit. But then we have a program which we call ASAP. It's an acronym for As Slim As Possible, As Soon As Possible. It's a dropper bottle. I want you to get two of those dropper bottles per month. You can put a full dropper full, not a drop, but a full dropper full under your tongue, 30 minutes before each meal. The second dropper full under your tongue, 15 minutes before each meal. So you're going to take two droppers full before each meal, one at 30 minutes before the meal, one at 15 minutes before the meal. Let the contents of that dropper absorb through your oral tissues. Don't swallow it. It will not hurt you if you swallow it, but you're not going to get maximum benefit. And after a couple of weeks, you're going to start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. We have so many people who come to me, they're 400, 600 pounds, and within 6-7 months, they've already gone from 440 pounds down to 165. And as long as you stay on the 90 essential nutrients appropriate for your body weight, you will never gain the weight back, because being overweight like this is a deficiency of a certain class of nutrients. And if you take those nutrients, you'll never gain the weight back. That's the whole system. And so, again, that book, Hell's Kitchen, goes into the science of this, why this happens, and all the research, not only my own, but also some great researchers in big universities and the government and USDA, medical schools. And so you'll see very clearly that why we have a epidemic of people who are overweight and obese is because these nutrients are no longer found in our food, and you have to supplement with them. But these are easily fixed. And so, well, let's get going here, and you'll be a new man in 6 to 7 months.
How much of Lloyd's issues are related to the weight?
Well, they're all running parallel. They're all due to nutritional deficiencies. Okay, the weight doesn't cause the other problems, but the same thing that causes the weight causes the other problems, which are nutritional deficiencies. And so, you know, medical doctors kind of have it wrong there. They say, oh, yeah, you're overweight, and that's what causes diabetes. No, that's not true. Diabetes is caused by a deficiency of very specific nutrients, and being overweight and obese is caused by a deficiency of any one of a class of nutrients, and there's three of them, which I think we mentioned earlier. If you're deficient in any one of these three, or certainly if you're deficient in two of them or all three, you're going to be the 400-pound, 600-pound, 800-pound, 1,200-pound person. And it's very easy, again, once you read that book, Hell's Kitchen, once you understand that this is a nutritional deficiency disease. Being overweight and obese is not due to lack of exercise and eating too much. Those are symptoms produced by a deficiency of these nutrients. And once you get things in the proper perspective, it's very easy to eliminate the problem and keep it away permanently.
East of the Rockies, Basil is with us from Beaumont, Texas. Hello there, Basil. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I want to ask about hypochloridia and hyperpigmentation. But first I want to ask you, is there any nutrient that would ward off mosquitoes? I heard.
Oh, the Zika, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Garlic probably would, Joel. That's
well,
just coming from me.
Ward off a lot of people.
Yeah.
I heard a B vitamin, would
but
do
there
that.
Is, a certain yeah, B1, yeah, vitamin B1, thiamine is legendary for fishermen, taking a big dose of that, 1,000 milligrams a day, and it kind of fends off the mosquitoes when you sweat. It comes out in your sweat. But also, eucalyptus citronella. You ever burn those citronella candles out in your back porch in the summertime while you're barbecuing
mm-hmm.
and keep the mosquitoes
sure.
away? We actually have in our aromatherapy division eucalyptus citronella, and you can take a few drops of that, put it in your hands, and rub it all over your body and rub it in your hair, and it will keep the mosquitoes away for hours. Really great stuff.
Interesting.
I carry a little bottle around my neck with that stuff in there.
Okay.
And that's our Ancient Legacy Aromatherapy Division. And let's see, what was the other one?
Okay, low stomach acid. I take okay. iodine. I drink lots of water. I think maybe
yeah.
too much. I don't
okay,
get
well,
that
here's
much
the deal.
Salt.
Let's get right
I take
to the,
iodine
only have a few
and zinc.
We only have a few moments here, so let's get right to the stomach acid. Stomach acid is a required physiological thing. You want to have your stomach pH down around 1. You know, you would like car battery acid. And you do not want to be drinking anything alkaline water, carbonated drinks. You do not want to be drinking those things with meals. You want to salt your food heavily. You know, they always say salt to taste. Well, when you salt to taste and it tastes good, double it, because salt is the raw material for your stomach, chief cells to make stomach acid.
Gosh, Doc, I always thought that salt was not good for you.
Well, remember, doctors' average lifespan is 56, and they say don't use salt. I'm going with God, George, and God says, go forth and be salt of the earth, and God lives forever. So I'm going with
God. Well, what kind of salt? Because that's a big difference.
Sodium chloride.
How about Celtic?
Well, Celtic would be good. Himalayan is good. Sea salt's good. Any kind of salt is good, as long as it's got the sodium chloride in it, right? And you cannot absorb B12 because if you don't have enough stomach acid, because your intrinsic factor won't work in a pH above 2. It should be below 2, like 1.2 is where it needs to be. You cannot digest proteins down to amino acids because your pepsin enzyme won't work in a pH above 2. And you cannot absorb minerals in a pH above 2. So anybody who restricts salt and takes, you know, things like Nexium and Prilosec and all these kind of things, the PPIs to stop stomach acid production, really their doctor is giving them bad advice. And again, the doctor should be put in jail for reckless endangerment because they're going to make that person die early of many horrible diseases. And so what you want to do is make sure your stomach acid is where it's supposed to be, 1.2, and you're going to be a new person. You won't have reflux. You won't have bloating. You won't have all this stuff. You won't have all these deficiency diseases. And if you do, you just symptomatically, you can throw in our peppermint oil from our Ancient Legacy division of aromatherapy oils. Within 10 to 30 seconds, bloating and belching and burping and reflux go away. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Tell me about this aromatherapy.
Well, aromatherapy goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years, George. It's actually the essences, you know, flowers smell good because of these oils. And what they do is they chop these flowers up and they steam them. And they're not really oils, they're esters. They're only 2 carbons long, so they never oxidize like salad dressings. And, you know, a little bottle of these oils will last for 1,000 years and they never oxidize because they're not really oils. They feel like oil, they're slippery. They were called oils thousands of years ago, but they're not really oils, they're esters. And these things are used as medicines around the world for thousands of years. And, of course, we have about, I don't know, over 100 of them. And we actually have a book, The Passport to Aromatherapy. It teaches you, you can look up the disease, tells you which ones to use. You can look up the aromatherapy oil and tells you which ones are good for, which health problems are good for, and how they work, their functions, and so forth. And just like that eucalyptus... citronella for fending off mosquitoes, something as simple as an insect repellent. Also, digestive aids like peppermint oil. And then you have things like trauma oil. We have a blend of, I think it's like 6 different oils in there that relieve pain. You don't need to get on those opioids by which you can kill yourself taking those orally like Michael Jackson and Prince did. You can just put this trauma oil on any owie, or if you have arthritis, you have pain in your knees, you can just put this trauma oil, a couple of drops on your knees, and the pain goes away for 3 to 5 hours. It's just a wonderful adjunct to the vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals, you know, if you have scurvy, you take vitamin C, you cure it. I can say cure for scurvy.
God, you would have been a shaman in another life. You know that?
I probably would have been a shaman. That's right.
Let's go to Rodney in Centennial, Colorado. Hey, Rodney, go ahead.
Hey, Doc. Hi, George. What's going on?
Hi, good to have you with us.
Hey, so 20 years ago, I broke my foot, got a disease called RSD in my lower part of my body, and then 8 years ago, I tore my rotator cuff, and it went into my upper sympathetic nervous system in my body. I got really sick.
Okay, well, yeah, you have different variations on that RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is pain. It's kind of a combination of real pain and phantom pain. It usually comes from impact injuries, falling off the roof, car wrecks, that kind of stuff, but it can happen just from degenerative disc disease, bone spurs, overexertion, which tears ligaments and tendons like the rotator cuff stuff. How much do you weigh, sir?
About 145, and I'm about 5'4".
Okay, that's about right. So what I would do is get rid of all the bad stuff, all the inflammatory stuff, and, you know, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And then I would throw in one healthy brain and heart pack. I would get an extra bottle of our selenium so you can take 3 of those twice a day or 2-3 times a day for a total of 6 a day. This is going to support function, maintenance, repair of your muscles and tendons and ligaments because it has the cofactors in there which are required not only for the selenium to work well, but also for your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres to maintain, repair tendons and ligaments and rotator cuffs and meniscus and Achilles tendons, that kind of stuff, rotator cuffs. And so you have to kind of come at it from that direction. You can, again, use the trauma oil for the discomfort. But I'd go for the two healthy brain and heart packs. I would get two bottles of the glucogel, which is a blend of stuff that it's required to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. All the musculoskeletal stuff requires these nutrients on a like a minute-by-minute basis. And again, doctors have the false belief that by the time you're 28 years old, you've rebuilt all your musculoskeletal stuff, and as it goes away, you can only use drugs for pain relief, and eventually you're going to need joint replacements and that sort of thing. That's totally false. Again, that's reckless endangerment. This is where dead doctors don't lie kind of thing. And so you can give your body the raw materials, and your body will take these raw materials and feed them to the DNA, RNA, your telomeres, and your genes, and they will go to work. They're hibernating without these raw materials. And so you need this stuff, and even yourself, even though you had that injury and that RSD for some years now, this stuff will all go away because it all has to do with giving, again, the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres to your musculoskeletal system, and you will be amazed at how fast you can repair yourself.
Doc, thanks again for all the information you pass on to everybody. And Rodney, I hope that helps you because, you know, when I was in broadcast school at the University of Detroit, you know, they always used to teach us that the airwaves belong to the public. And you are providing such a public service that you really don't get anymore. And, you know, I tip my hat to Michael Zwirling, our affiliate up there in Santa Cruz at the KSCO for, you know, helping to develop this concept with you to get the word out to help people. And, gosh, even if one person on the show is helped, just one, I think it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely, George. Can't thank you enough. And, yeah, Michael and I have been working on this for 23 years. And so we can't thank you enough
Keep
for
going.
This, your great following that you have. They all love you, and this is one of the reasons they love you. They're getting information essentially for free, and they can actually do these things. We never charge, even when I see people face-to-face, we never charge them a penny for any kind of professional fees, and we only sell stuff at wholesale. We never sell at retail. And we just cannot thank you enough for getting this information out.
Well, we're going to keep doing it, Doc. And let me give out that website again for Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, folks. Definitely take some time looking at it. And the toll-free number set up for you, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're great sponsors. I'm proud of them. We'll be back in a moment. We're going live to the United Kingdom. David Icke is with us. His new work, Phantom Self. Oh, boy, what does he have in store? He's next.